And now more on that men's semifinal at the Georgia Dome. It will be Louisville versus Wichita State, Michigan against Syracuse, or more precisely, Michigan is going to try and solve the Syracuse zone defense. NPR's Mike Pesca explores the 2-3 zone and what makes it, when it works, so devastating.
Any rec league team, any police athletic squad, every group of 8-year-olds who wear the same uniform will, on the first or maybe the second day of practice, be introduced to the 2-3 zone defense. Okay, the coach will say. On defense, you two short guys stay near the foul line. You three bigger kids, you go down near the basket. Everyone put your hands up. You're now playing the 2-3. Jim Boeheim at Syracuse organizes his charges in the same configuration. But this ain't no rec league.
Credit to Jim Boeheim. That zone was very effective. It's good. It's tough.
That's Cal coach Mike Montgomery. He, like all of Syracuse's other opponents, were undone by the 2-3, or rather undone by Boeheim's brand of the 2-3. In the 34 years that Boeheim's been coaching Syracuse, the team's always relied on a lot of zone defense. But in the last 7 or 8 years, that's all they play. Boeheim never shifts to man-to-man. There's no other college team that does this, no other team in the pros, no other team in international play of which Boeheim's aware. But going 100% zone is like joining the Night's Watch or taking a monastic vow. Boeheim says that scares off other coaches.
And zone is complicated. And the reason people don't have good zones, you ask any coach how much time he spends on his man-to-man defense, he's going to tell you 95%, 5% on our zone. Well, if you spend 5% of your time on something, you're not going to be very good.
But it's not just hard work, dedication, and the occasional coaching wrinkle that makes the zone effective. Just ask a sampling of players that Syracuse has vanquished.
We knew they were long and athletic.
You know, they're long and athletic.
They were just long and active. They're really long and athletic.
Those are representatives of every team Syracuse has beaten this tournament. Silly Grizzlies and Bears and Hoosiers and Eagles. You should know by now that taking apart Syracuse's zone is not that simple. Boeheim simply refutes the characterization.
And people think we're long. We're not any longer than anybody. That's a myth.
A myth? Well, Boeheim does concede he has one especially tall player, guard Michael Carter-Williams.
I mean, we do have a longer guard. One, Michael, is longer, but we usually have 2 6'3" guards.
Carter-Williams is fourth in the country in steals per game. His length and athleticism and activity and cunning are a huge part of Syracuse's success. And it must be said, so is their level of competition. Yes, the zone deserves credit. But Boeheim himself said Montana was overmatched and Marquette couldn't shoot. He noted that Indiana was confused and credited only Cal with having a shooter who could be dangerous. Asked if the zone is simply the smartest defense to combat the modern NCAA offense, which is to say an offense devoid of dangerous outside shooters, Boeheim countered.
There's about 50 coaches in the country that people would say are better coaches than me, and none of them play zone. So it can't be something that people think is smart.
But so far this tournament, Syracuse hasn't faced an offensive threat like the one posed by their opponent, Michigan, and the player of the year, Trey Burke, the most complete offensive weapon in the college game. Of course, Michigan, like the Rose of the Fallen before them, has never seen a defense like the Syracuse zone. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Atlanta.